Alcoholic and alcoholism cannot look in the mirror and go, I love you, man, you know? It's like when you look in the mirror, you're just like, what's wrong with you, you know? Why do you keep doing this stuff, man? What is going on with you? You're all screwed up. Look what you've done now. And if it is in the mirror, it's in your car when nobody's in the car with you, but everybody on the road is watching you talk to yourself like that. You know, it's like that image of your mirror, you know, mirror represents a mirror that you can certainly reflect light and reflect yourself in, but also the mirror is the surroundings that you're in, and that sometimes those surroundings are reflecting something very scary to us, and as we look at that, it's like it's very hard to contemplate what I look like in this moment, and this moment's reflecting back to me kind of what I look like, and I'm trying to dance around it so that I don't have to see it. So that kind of feeling tells me I'm an alcoholism. When I have a sensation of I can't really stand to contemplate what I look like right now, which is kind of what, you know, when you're arguing, you come down the next morning and you're thinking, you know, I hope it just goes away. I can't stand to look at what would just happen the day before, but it doesn't just go away unless you clean it up. So it's that's that kind of feeling. The mirror is getting up, and the feelings that you have with you, they reflect in you and they surround you. So that's that mirror that we're talking about. Mirror. And then obviously the big mirror was, you know, sitting down with that person that I was arguing with. That's when I really get to see. Yeah. You know, and then of course once that happens, usually an instinct's burned. Once an instinct's burned, you know, if I'm in an instinct, I'm going to say something that's going to impose my instinct on you, and then your instinct's going to balk at the minute I come at you. Now we got an instinctual war going on, which is just, there's no peace to be had.